Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat, hey. Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you as we broadcast live from Jupiter, Florida. The Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table is where we are for this award-winning radio broadcast. Yesterday we had a chance to catch up with Matt Adams and talk it over. An intriguing interview because we talked about how he lost all the weight and his mindset is he's essentially a bench player going into this year, which is a different role for him from where he has been. Matt Adams joining us on the Ryan Kelly Morning After spring training coverage from the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table. It is our pleasure to welcome to the picnic table presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill, Matt Adams. Matt, good morning, and I'm sorry about the placement where you're looking dead into the eyes of one Jimmy the Cat.
I'm scared, huh? I think that's a little bit debatable right there, Cat.
But it's comfortable for you, even though I'm here to be back on a show that you just called, and I'm not lying, the best show in America.
That
you
did
say that.
That I did.
Really? Do you know the name of it?
No, I don't.
Do you know the radio station?
No.
590 The Fan.
Yeah! Clip that off!
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Obviously away from overpasses, but yes, thank you very much, Matt Adams. Oh, Doug, how about that? How's that make you feel?
He's never listened to the show.
He's been on the show.
Once has he listened to it. He's been on it, but he doesn't listen to it. Would you listen to it?
You guys don't get up early in the morning after staying up until like 2 or 3 and playing a game at night and listen to sports talk radio?
Yeah. Well, I have to say that Kat tried to get me a couple times to wake up 9 a.m. after a late night and try to do this amazing show, but I had to...
You've been on,
Yeah, I did, but I had to, turn those couple opportunities down because I needed my sleep.
Opportunities. I love the choice of the word opportunities.
This guy has a good attitude.
As opposed to the inconveniences.
Yeah. Now, it is a time-honored cliche in baseball to say he's in the best shape of his life because every player says it every time. And I did tweet this out because it's true. People might not recognize Matt Adams because you took a page from my book and you started eating right, and you transformed your whole physique. What was the catalyst? Did you just say I don't want to look like Hayes?
Yeah, I didn't want to eat too much pizza from New York and New Jersey like the cat does. So
pretty good. You missed that.
I mean, you did. I do have to say that you did steer me in the wrong direction in the pizza spot down here.
Oh, you don't like Lutina's?
You must have got
a bad batch.
I must have got a bad batch.
Really?
But he sent me there whenever I was doing rehab the one summer, and it was not good.
Right on Military Trail here?
Yep.
Right? That's the bee's knees. Really don't like it. You like, not like New York pizza or Pennsylvania guy, right?
No, I like New York pizza. I haven't had it in a long time, but...
You're the one guy. I love it. It's great pizza. Everyone says, I know it doesn't look like much, but you're right. It's great pizza. You must have had a bad batch.
Yeah, I have to chalk that one up to a bad batch.
St. Louis-style pizza. Are you on board?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, St. Louis fans, but
I'm
not
like Emo's, you don't like that thin crust with all the cheese?
That's not a thing that guys from outside of St. Louis like.
It's not real
pizza.
You
don't like it either.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I'm on now, though, is my trainer's buffalo chicken pizza.
Now, what's going on there? Tell me about that, because I always like to hear about these kinds of what's going on there.
Well, it's a thin crust, sprouted grain pizza crust with shredded chicken, spinach, sautéed mushrooms, and then a little bit of cheese on top with some homemade buffalo yogurt dressing.
Yogurt dressing,
yogurt.
I've never heard of yogurt pizza, dressing. But also being healthy.
Yeah. Now, does your trainer prepare the meals, or do you have a separate outside company you go to? What's going on?
No,
this is an important thing here.
No, she handles all my meals. To start the off season, she contacted her friend who was a sports dietitian.
Okay.
And we got like a base plan, and then she tweaked it based on the activity level that I was doing, and the rest is history. So it's she, handles the Pilates workouts. She came into the stadium and did my warm up in the off season before we lifted with Pete, and then, you know, handled my meal plans and stuff.
Now I want to get real specific on this because I read about this last summer. It kind of was a game changer. I use that MyFitnessPal app. I don't know if you're using something like that to, like, track the protein intake, the carb intake, the fat intake, and then, of course, the caloric intake. Is that something that you're monitoring or she's monitoring? How are you handling this?
Yeah, she handles all that stuff because I'm not good whenever I get numbers thrown in front of my face. So it stresses me out a little bit. So, she's great at what she does, and she handles everything. So that's that. But towards the end of the season, I went and got my resting metabolic rate taken to know how many calories I was burning before I started working out and stuff. So that's basically what the meal plan was based off of.
I got that number at 2,750. 2,750.
I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
But, it's 2,750. Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Stop at the numbers. You just told me you didn't like the numbers.
What's your red blood cell count?
Do you have that for us? That's what we've been asking everybody.
I don't know.
Three. Just say three.
No. Three does not sound too
three
healthy.
Three is fine. Three is fine.
Is that your count?
Do you still get a cheat? Like, is there one thing, like, every Saturday?
Yeah, you see the White Castle and you pull over.
No fast food stuff, but if... You know, she's really good at having a lot of recipes on hand. So whenever I start craving something, I just let her know.
What do you crave? What
pizza?
Pizza's
my.
Is that the thing?
Yeah,
but do you have that buffalo chicken?
Chicken pizza, and then there's some other ones that like cheese alternatives, like cashew
stuff.
Yeah, it tastes like cheese, but it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's Frida's in St. Louis. Go check it out. They have some. It's like a.
How you spell that?
FRIDAS.
Okay, all right.
It's right there in Clayton.
Sweet.
So it's right off of Delmar.
And you like that?
It's
good too.
It's bomb. Yeah.
We don't get around Clayton very much. It's kind of the high rent district.
Yeah, they don't allow it. Yeah.
If they put a floating one on River to Para, we'd be able to find
it. Right.
Maybe I'll take you one day.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Now people are going to look at you and they go, "All right, obviously he lost a lot of weight. He's in very good shape." Strength-wise, and I know the answer to this, have you maintained the strength where you can still be the same power guy but at a much lower weight?
Yeah, I think, I'm seeing it on the fields, you know, with batting practice, the situational hitting off the machines, and then, even live. You know, I feel like once I get my timing dialed down, it's going to be good. You know, today was definitely a step in the right direction, but, you know, I'm feeling way better, moving way better than I ever have, and that's always a plus for me.
You know, when they said that Matt Carpenter is going to be at first base going in, natural human reaction is to say, well, what's going on, or be disgruntled. And I wouldn't even bring this up, except I've talked to you in the off season. You're like, my whole approach has changed. I'm fine with whatever they want, and I'm just going to do my thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I feel like that's kind of the way I was brought up. You know, control the things that you can control, and, you know, everything else will kind of play out the way it's supposed to play out. So I know that my job is to show up to this, you know, the facility on a daily basis and, you know, come ready to play and go out on the field and try to get better each day. So if I can do that and you know, limit the distractions from all the other stuff, then I'll be in a pretty good spot in the end.
How much do you think Plowsy can bench press? Maybe that's an inappropriate question.
No, I think that's a great question.
How much do you think he can bench?
I'm going to say, if you don't mind me asking, what's your weight?
127, depending on how much I eat that day.
I'm saying if you have some Latinas pizza, you're gonna bench 150.
Wow,
that's not bad.
I would ship the under on that if I could. I would ship the under on that.
He smokes a lot too.
45.
Alright, so 30.
That's what you lift. You can lift 30 pounds.
You couldn't bench the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Prinzy will let you in there.
Yeah.
Bump Lance Lynn off the bench real quick.
Yeah.
See how that plays out in there. Why the Pilates thing?
I think, I started doing it last year when Kim came down here and was with the team, and, you know, it made my body feel great. And I wasn't able to hop on the machine, the reformer, till after the season. In her studio, and you know, that made my body feel even better. So I think, you know, it's just, you know, figuring out how the body's supposed to move when you're wanting it to move, and using your bigger muscle groups, your core, your glutes, quad, like everything from the ground up, just moving, basically the body moving more efficiently. So it's, you know, it's been huge for me, and it's something that I want to continue throughout my career.
You ever look down at Marlins camp, and if you can see around the barbecue pit they have going today, Ichiro's thing that he's got there, his own little gym. What's going on there?
You know? I don't know, but I think, you know, whatever that guy's doing,
it's working.
In his career, it's working. So I would say he's got to keep to it.
That's how I've maintained my youthful
appearance. You bring your own?
Yeah.
This is going way back, but the Cardinals had a first baseman in the late 60s, Joe Torre, who went through the same kind of total body change, lost a bunch of weight, did a bunch of exercises, came back, and had an MVP season in 71. He was never better than right after that.
Well, I mean, hopefully I can.
You're not going to play third base,
no,
are you?
No, I don't know. I'm up for anything.
You know, managing
whatever.
The Yankees.
Not manager status yet. I still want to play the game. So
I thought he was going to mention Prince Fielder, which was the opposite of the positive.
No, it's Joe Torre. It's just absolutely turned his career around.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I can follow in that role. It's a good guy to follow after for sure.
Yeah.
So, but my mindset is, you know, like I said earlier, just control the things that I can control, show up here and want to continue to keep getting better, you know, whether it's hitting, defensive stuff, and, you know, just take that mindset in the season, you know, just have fun with the game. You know, it's a kid's game that we play, and, you know, sometimes we put too much stress on ourselves, and you know I found that fire again that I've played with, you know, through high school and college and you know in the minor league seasons, and then you know the first two I would say years up in the big league. So I feel like I found that now, and I don't want to lose it.
Matt Adams, our guest here on 590 The Fan KFNS. And if I'm not mistaken, you also had a long lid just a few weeks ago, didn't you? Wasn't there a whole thing going on?
You were going man bun.
Yeah, I don't know where I did not want you to tweet that out because
oh no, it, violated the code. He violated the code, didn't he?
It is not long enough for.
I said, are you headed toward a man bun? People want to know.
I'm growing my hair out on top
because you couldn't.
But I thought you cut it here. Reece. It looks like it's cut now.
The sides it's long.
But I thought it was like longer on the sides. That's what I thought.
Well,
I saw a picture of it from the cap.
It was, but. I got hooked up with my guy down here, and he trimmed up sides a little bit. But the top, still. Hey, you're getting a phone call. Should I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead and take the call. Douglas is good. The appliances kind of phone lines.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Matt Adams.
Probably Danny Mac.
We don't know. Oh, you can talk to Dan McLaughlin.
Hello, this is Jim Hayes' phone.
Nice. This is going on the air.
Whoa. That guy.
Bill Collector?
Not happy.
Bill Collector?
Hello.
No.
Bill Collector?
Could have been. It's Danny Mac. You were talking to
He's
Matt
still
Adams.
Not happy.
Well, he was definitely not happy.
Yeah,
well, then give it to Jim.
Yeah, and we're taping a segment right now, so you're part of it, Dan.
This is great radio.
Your check's in the mail. Fabulous. All right, let me call you back. Wait, hold on. Wait, say something on speaker just so everyone knows.
Oh, nice.
Say hi. Huh? Yeah, we have to.
Well, that went well.
Well, he wanted to answer the phone, so Man Bun is coming.
It's on its way.
Right.
You want to know what we...
I'm tweeting it out right now.
You're not tweeting it out. If you tweet it out, I'm going to chuck your phone in the parking lot.
Nice. Right. That'd be great, too. I'll get video of that.
But
I'll wait till
later. I am headed towards... You know, I binge-watched the TV show Vikings.
How is that program? You must have liked it if
amazing.
You binge-watched. Really?
Yeah. And some of their hairstyles on there are top-notch. So that's what I'm headed
top-notch,
for.
Top-notch.
Do you get your hair cut by Whitney Stream?
I do.
Yeah, I've known her since she was a baby. Her dad and I have been good friends.
She becomes all the best hairstylists
to the stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim put me in touch with Whitney because a couple of Kim's blues players go
yeah.
there and get
Berglund
their hair.
And I think Fabry get
Robbie,
their haircut.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys. So I got hooked up with Whitney, and she did a great job.
But you want to go with the man bun because of the TV show Vikings.
Yeah. I think, you know, with the man bun with the arm sleeve tattoo might bring a little edge out. So.
Nice.
I'm for it. I don't know why you want to keep it a secret if we're talking about it on the air. I'm tweeting it out.
You already tweeted it out, so it's... And then all it's going to be is the Twitter people, the trolls that just come out and talk bad about it. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what he's looking for. That's what you're looking
sir.
For. You're looking
so
just to
leave,
stir it up.
Just leave. Yeah, quit stirring the pot. Just let the pot boil.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think there's a big difference between Twitter people and AM Sports Talk Radio listeners? Because we are talking about it right now on the air.
Yes.
Okay. You believe that our listeners are wonderful people, and there's a lot of them, and They're all intellectual.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. I feel like you guys
best guest of the day.
You guys bring the best out in the people that listen to this amazing show.
This oh my
great.
God, Doug!
This guy's great. To.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, we appreciate
no
you
check or anything.
We appreciate you coming by the picnic table. And,
well, Kat told me there was. So that's why.
Yeah, I was lying.
What are you binge watching now? If you're off Vikings, where are you now? I like to find the answer to this stuff.
Not binge watching anything right now, TV show, but I am locked in Monday and Tuesday night when. WWE Raw and SmackDown.
Doug, how's that make you feel?
What's wrong
it's
with
fake.
That?
You know, it's fake.
Hey. There is scripts out there, but I mean,
supposedly. We want to make sure we say
still,
supposedly.
Those guys are still athletes that have to get in the ring, and you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Orton a couple years back in
St. Louis.
Yeah, and then going went to a pay per view after one of our day games on Sunday, and. You know, saw it up close, and it's still pretty interesting.
Is that something you might consider after your baseball days are over?
I don't know. Now that I'm more limber, you know, maybe I might, you know, become a high flyer off the top rope.
A luchador. Wow. You could be a luchador.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Our lead story.
Yeah. Yeah, forget the man
and
bug
you know,
thing.
And you know what else? There's no proof that it's contrived or not real. No, there's no real proof, you know.
I mean.
I know there's speculation, sure.
Right.
But I think it might be hashtag fake news.
Thank you, Doug.
I guess it's, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm seeing a different show than you guys are watching.
I think you're headed in the right direction.
I might be on a different channel.
Thank you, sir.
Matt, thank you very much.
No problem, guys.
There he is, Matt Adams, with us here. And kind of intriguing there because he called you out for thinking wrestling's fake.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a real chance he might choose a career in the squared circle when his playing days here are over.
Well, there's not a lot of evidence to indicate that it's fake. I know there's been speculation.
You ever watch it?
What?
I mean, do you need a lot of proof? You watch it, right? A guy gets punched in the stomach, he starts bleeding from the forehead.
If Haystacks Calhoun were here today, you wouldn't question it to him.
You probably wouldn't, bro.
Well, he was a guy who weighed like 500 pounds.
What about Hillbilly Jim? You see, Larry was carrying around the autobiography of Hillbilly Jim on Friday night.
That's what he's reading.
Yeah. But he brought the book to Broadway, South Broadway Athletic Club.
Why?
I don't know. I guess Vince Scully, though, used to bring that book with him when he would go on the road with the Dodgers. He didn't do it at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, Sea Monster,
actually,
a rare vocal appearance.
I happened to witness this. A listener gave that to him as a gift. While we were at the Broadway Athletic Club shortly before the broadcast.
Oh, no, that makes more sense.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it, Clark?
Mm-hmm. How many, as an author, how many people do you go through? How many people have to say, no, I don't want you to write my life story before you get to Hillbilly Jim and get a yes, okay, let's go ahead with the project? I mean, there's a lot, even in the wrestling community, there's a lot that rank above Hillbilly Jim.
I'd like to hear from Coco Beware.
Would you? You know, he had the bird?
Yeah. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, you're going back a ways there, aren't you? That's like,
well, I'm just telling you I'd like to hear from.
You'd like to hear his life story.
What about Tatanka?
I don't think I know him.
Well, Mike Tatanka writes in the Sound Off.
Sure.
Takes Big Al's takes. But there was a wrestler right after Dances with Wolves came out where the word Tatanka entered the lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Native American term for buffalo.
Right.
And so WWE capitalized on that and named a wrestler Tatanka. It was wonderful.
Come on, with a buffalo head or anything?
No, just a guy.
Because I think Moose Cholak, going way back, used to come out with a moose head over his head for a while. This was like back in the 60s.
Really?
He had a giant moose
head. Is that
the
Corazon
roof? Fit right over his head. Moose Cholak. But no, it's not fake. No, it's all real.
It might be fake. I'm just saying that if you're looking at it from a logic standpoint, there's just not enough evidence. It's a lot like, you know, are there UFOs? Sure, there's some blurry video. It seems like it could be a possibility. Bigfoot, most people say yes. But there hasn't been that one piece of evidence that locks it in place.
If you were going to really get in a fight with somebody, would you come to the ring with a moose skull over your head? And then if you picked him up and he jumped up to help you pick him up and threw him on the ground, would you then jump up on the turnbuckle and start pounding your chest? Is this the way real fights go?
Yes.
Well, it is.
I mean, one thing we've learned doing
this show.
You see
that in MMA? Somebody lands a punch and the guy's unconscious and the other guy starts peacocking around the ring?
And Tim, I think you'll back me up on this. Right. We've learned from doing this show, and I think it was a friend of the show, Kyle Loesch, who pointed out that sometimes the camera portrays something that isn't really there.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a fisting incident with Skip Schumacher.
There sure was. And poor Skip got the hell out of St. Louis after that, too, didn't he?
Now, you've been in a few bar scrapes. After you land a good punch and the guy goes down,
peacock.
You like to peacock around and don't happen to notice when the guy gets up.
And give him time to grab a chair or something. Or
and you don't notice it because you're peacock. Right. It happens. It's happened to everyone.
That's how fights go, absolutely.
You can text in your thoughts on Moose.
Moose Cholok.
855-CUB-TALK, 855-282-8255. And then you can also email in for our Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Lance Lynn and Matt Adams on the program so far, but also a question of the day littered with intrigue. Notice that the hike conveyed change because half the Cardinal roster got on a bus and no one knows where they're going. No one, including the people on the bus.
And we don't know because the media in St. Louis is so soft.
Right, and it's an embarrassment. Right.
So what we need to do is put our detective caps on, and I've been trying to eliminate places.
Okay.
That's how you. That's
where
how
you eliminate.
Start. It's like when you're doing an investigation into a murder, Doug. Right. Remember, you spent some time on the Miami-Dade Police Force.
Oh yeah, you did do that.
You start eliminating places, and I have eliminated the Applebee's in West Palm.
Ooh,
that's out. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's nice to know.
So that's one off the list. So now we can start focusing on other places.
Other spots. All right.
Like the TGI Fridays.
Ooh. Well, if this were New York or Philly or places where the media really holds a club accountable, they would have the answer by now. But not in this soft media market.
I did, during Plow's interview, I did hear in the background, I don't know who said it, something about a Bloomin' Onion. So it could be the Outback Steakhouse.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Andy Pitchler's now on the fan page.
Hello, Pitchy.
Welcome, Andy. 5,132 Patriots on the fan page.
Well, I don't know how patriotic they are. Is there a certain number that they shut you off at that point? Like you can only have so many friends, or is it unlimited?
Six
is the number?
We're past that. Mm-hmm. Well, the math doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
You got to watch the games.
I'd like to manage against you. I'd like to do math equations against you.
Buy local, Doug, and help the St. Louis economy. The Appliance Discounter is the largest locally owned appliance company in the area with 6 great showrooms. The Appliance Discounters, they'll be down here next week for our client trip. Starts a week from today.
No food.
Doug, I'll try and show them a good time. You know,
where will you go?
Guanabanas.
Well, that'd be a nice restaurant to go to.
It has a canopy of palm trees.
It's a canopy.
I think that's a good way to describe it.
You can say they have a lot of palm trees.
Yeah, but you could say, well, it's indoor. No, it's not. It's outdoors, but the palm trees, they form a canopy or you.
And don't say or.
Makes it seem nice.
How many palm trees do you have to have clustered together to be a canopy?
Six.
Well, see, I see right over here, there's 4 of them clustered together. That's not much of a canopy. I don't think 2 more would help. Here's 6 right behind you.
Not
a canopy.
Why do you hate ambiance at restaurants?
I don't. Well, I just like to know what it takes to be a canopy.
A little bit. Guanabanas is in Jupiter, and there are a cluster of great restaurants there. I'm talking about delicious seafood and half-off happy hour every day. 50% off appetizers plus all kinds of drink specials. They have live music Wednesday nights, Friday nights, Saturday happy hour, and Saturday nights. Really recommend it if you're heading down here. It's Guanabanas. I have some friends who texted me or emailed me yesterday and said they're coming down. Guanabanas sounds great, and I would recommend it to them. It's located in the Jupiter Inlet District right along A1A. It's Guanabanas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at guanabanas.com when you're coming down to spring training in Jupiter, Florida. And the place that I would recommend you stay, PGA National Resort.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the reasons I was so late today. The Honda Classic teed off like at 6:30, and it was still dark and foggy and misty, but they were out there.
How can they play in the dark?
I was sitting there. I was having my coffee, and I'm going, God, they teed off already. How the hell are they doing this? But they teed off. A good group was going off like around 7:25 Eastern, so 6:25 St. Louis time. But it's PGA National. Not only do you have events like the Honda Classic, which is becoming a really big event, but also 5 golf courses right there on the property, a world-class spa that they just upgraded over the last year, pools that are outstanding, reminds me of Las Vegas, and delicious restaurants. It's quite a scene there in that I-bar. It is PGA National Resort. You're about 5 minutes, ideally, if you don't have a day like today where they have a PGA Tour event, from Roger Dean Stadium, and you can check it out for yourself at pgaresort.com. Jonathan Vegas is actually leading right now. Well, he's right at the top of the leaderboard, and he played with Ricky Ankiel yesterday in the Pro-Am.
Really?
Yeah. Ricky Ankiel played in the Pro-Am over there, and he played with Jonathan Vegas. Ben Crane, Cody Gribble, 4 under. Vegas, 3 under. There you go. Sergio Garcia is already out there. He's 2 under. Chucky Triple Sticks.
Oh, yeah.
One under.
I think being a professional golfer might be the best professional sport of all to do.
Like aside from sports talk?
No, that might be number one, just because you can play forever and you go to such nice places and you don't have to count on anybody else and it's fun and your body doesn't get beat up like the other sports. The only downside is teeing off at 6:30 in the morning in some of these tournaments. How can you be at your athletic best at that hour of the day? Wouldn't you hate to tee off at 6:30 in the morning?
Well, maybe you put in a request to say I'd like to tee off after noon.
Don't you think they're used to it? That's part of the deal?
They shouldn't have to.
But, I mean, it's not like all of a sudden, like...
That's too early.
12 years into your pro career, they're teeing off early. They were raised that way.
We don't test athletes in any other sport at 6 o'clock in the morning.
World Series of Poker sometimes goes along.
I said athletes.
Oh, my God. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. Yikes. Here we go. I understand Martin took hell two nights ago from BBN. You know who BBN is?
No.
Big Blue Nation. You know who Big Blue Nation is?
Kentucky?
Right.
Yeah.
Because he said, well, it's nice effort by Missouri, and even though they didn't win the game, they'll get it in 5 years when Kentucky has to vacate.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The wins, and that made its way down to the southeast, and it didn't play well.
Oh, really? Sorry, snowflakes.
Clip that off. Doug Fungo's on hold. I guess he's pissed off by your World Series of Poker comment.
Okay. Or
so maybe, Iggy is taking photos.
Maybe they've determined the champion of this year's tournament that's coming up in a couple
Fungo's
weeks.
Fungo's on the appliances counter phone line.
Hello, Fungo.
Hey, guys. How are things out of Florida? They sound great.
They are wonderful. Thank you, Fungo.
No problem. And don't worry, we're not determining who it is. We already know who they are because the tournaments end last week.
Ah. And let me guess. St. Gabe's put up another banner.
Well, actually... you would have walked in the gym if you would have had the opportunity. You would have seen there were no banners up there. All of them have been taken down because we repainted the place. Yes, we're going to be putting new ones up.
Yes!
And yes, I hate to say that, but I'm not part of the administration anymore that has any say-so.
Impeached.
You're part of the dark internet there.
But Doug, you're right. St. Gabriel's did win, and it was a great game.
Not surprised. Yeah. Not surprised at all. I mean, they always win, don't they?
There's a little connection with St. Gabriel's team this year and the Cardinals and your show, Joey Stats.
Yeah.
You have a guy to call Joey Stats? Yeah, his son played on the team, and he played an instrumental role. Quinn.
Yeah.
And then the videographer for video man for the Cardinals, Chad Blair.
Videographer.
His son, Chase, also played on that team.
Wow, I didn't know that. When I see Chad, I'll have to congratulate him. How wonderful is that? Doug Chad Blair's son and Joe Stat's son both hoisted the trophy at the St. Gabriel's 7th grade tournament. Unbelievable to see St. Gabriel's winning it.
Yeah. It's really exciting that they were...
13 years, as a matter of fact. And I found out some trivia the other night about the banners, Doug. Guess who was very instrumental in the very first banner that was put up?
Tim McKernan's dad.
You got it.
Really? That was a wild guess.
Yeah, that was for my perfect attendance at Redbird Lanes in 84. We hoisted a banner.
Yeah, they gave you something. So, hey, we got to get a banner up here for Timmy.
Along with that 300 game by Bobo White, I think that's a picture.
JoJo White, Doug played at Kansas.
Yeah.
And I think he started at St. Gabriel's. But he's known for his time at St. Gabriel's.
Yes. But it was a great time. It was a great crowd. great games, no doubt about it. And the refereeing was superb because we had three high school officials who came from 125 miles away to do this game, as a matter of fact.
Well, you got to drive that far to find someone who will throw a grade school basketball game.
Well, actually, I heard there was a picture of some money in the back pocket, so I don't know.
I don't doubt it.
Here we go.
You're not doing games anymore yourself?
Actually, I didn't have the opportunity. They do the St. Catherine Laboureux game, which they lost in the very first round against St. Gabriel's.
Not surprised.
St. Kitty's takes it on the chin, Doug.
JHE says that was a loss of a revenue stream right there.
That probably was, we lost at least 2 bags of popcorn sales on that one, at least. They don't pay.
Do you sit now in the crowd and just with a series of hand gestures alert the officials as to what they should and shouldn't call?
I have to attribute the win to the great announcer they had the other night. That was me.
You're announcing now. You don't have your hands on the scoreboard, do you? You got your hands on the scoreboard there while you're at the announce table?
I'll tell you what, there's a funny story about that scoreboard. Seems as though some points weren't being put up by certain scoreboard person. I'm not going to mention his name, Cal, but that's okay.
No, we're
Cal having
Kennedy.
A few issues with the scoreboard. We were having a few scoreboard issues the other night, but we got all rectified. Yeah. And thanks to Frank Delange, the score was kept well in the book, and everybody was happy.
Sure, it was. Sure, absolutely, it was. Score. Imagine that, scoreboard problems on the very year that St. Gabriel's hoists another championship.
Well, actually, they happened in the seventh, third place game, not the final.
Yeah, it was the third place game.
Yeah, that's the story, I'm sure.
Yes. But like I say, you know, it was the first time in 12, 13 years that a Gabriel's team was won, and I guess we were happy about that. You got, like I said, those two guys. I got to put a shout out to the kid. He's one of the most wonderful kids I've ever met, and is Gus G. Force to Tamble.
Yeah.
He is. Oh, yeah, I know Gus. I know his brother Ollie.
He's isn't he?
Ollie, yeah. Ollie made it to town, as well as his brother Sam. All the three to Tamble boys were there, and it was great to see them all together again. And Gus hit a couple of three-pointers that really spurred the team on, and that's what...
Doug, how do you know this 12-year-old boy?
His brother Ollie played basketball with my son Greg Bourne.
I didn't know
and
that.
Gus was just a little kid.
And now he's a champion.
Well, in now seventh grade, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he looked like a good
sure
player
does.
When he was a little kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's going to be at the place on Oakland.
Oh, he's going to the University High School?
Oh, is he really?
Oh, I believe he will. Both of his brothers went there, so I can't see why he won't.
They probably have to doctor some of the grades of the St. Gabe's kids to get them into SLU, don't they?
Blasphemy!
Well, they have to. I think they have to lump them in some situations. I don't know.
Yeah.
Doug, this is some insight into the St. Gabriel's basketball tournament, which St. Gabriel's won. Chad Blair, who Tony La Russa calls the secret weapon because he's the videographer of the team, his son, along with Joe Stat's son, hoisted the championship trophy on Saturday night. Congratulations.
Thanks
to
Gus to Tamble hitting a couple
threes,
apparently. Yeah. Well, nice going, Gus.
If I could say one last thing.
Sure.
If anybody's interested in any type of refereeing for high school, there's a desperate need for them in any sport, basketball, baseball, soccer, football. I saw a report the other day that a lot of these guys are quitting because they can't handle the pressure from the fans that are just getting to them. And these are experienced officials.
Really?
Oh, yes. Tim, I'll send you that. Was sent to me, and I'll send it to you on your Facebook page message.
All right.
It's really interesting. There was a report out of northeast Ohio, I guess it was, and they're quitting in droves. And it's going to get to a point where there's not going to be any officials for these high school games in the next few years, I bet, because there's no young kids coming up.
Right, yeah. You know, did you face a lot of craziness from parents doing grade school games?
Yes, you do. I'll tell you a perfect example. You know what? You've obviously seen the ball get stuck between the rim and the backboard, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a jump ball, and it goes to the possession arrow. So I get the ball, I take the ball out of bounds, and a parent goes, well, when do they bring that rule in? And I looked at him like, about 25, 30 years ago, where you been?
How'd you take that?
I will tell you, I'll leave you with this. Congrats to the seventh grade boys again, but I will leave with the best comeback line, the best comeback line I've ever heard from an official, and I haven't had the chance to use this yet. When somebody said to him, he says, hey, ref, you're missing a good game. Responded, yeah, but they scheduled me for this one.
Oh, that is a nice one.
Doug, how about that?
I don't think I don't think you should engage the fan base with that kind of rhetoric.
That happened to Rick Pitino last night in Chapel Hill.
It did, didn't it? I saw that.
Yep, the fan was
booted. That was an excellent game, and that one kid was hot. But no, I engage with some of the fans because when you answer them with an intelligent referee rule book decision, it makes them feel a little bit foolish that they didn't know the rule in the first place. And then it keeps the rest of the crowd quiet. So it's a little method to my madness when I ref.
All right.
That's how Funko does it. Funko, thanks so much for calling in, and congratulations.
Hey, guys, have a great time down there. The interview's been great. And one last thing, too. If I might, Tim, do you have a Twitter policy with your staff? One bad Twitter.
Twitter policy?
That can really ruin somebody. You know that?
What?
One bad tweet. He asked if you have a Twitter policy with your staff because one bad tweet and it could be over for someone.
Okay, so
remember,
did somebody send
show?
Something out that you deem? Yes, we talked it over with John Mozeliak and Bill DeWitt.
Yes, you did. I don't know who asked that question.
I think I did.
Listen, guys, have a great time, and hit him straight while you're down there.
Oh, we don't never get
just
that
dumping
call.
On
Thank
Doug.
Thank you, Fungo.
Just dumping on Doug.
Yeah. Boy, it is hard to. That's become a real issue, though, is finding officials.
Because they don't
want to
put up with parents? Like, parents have gotten worse? That's what Fungo's saying. Fungo's been officiating since
parents
like
are
the
worse,
80s.
And the kids, I think the players are probably worse, too.
Really?
Yeah. The kids aren't as disciplined as they used to be. They're much more likely to strike an authority than the kids used to be. I wouldn't have dreamed when I was a kid to argue with an umpire or an official in a high school game. Wouldn't have thought about it.
I ump baseball at the high school and college level, and it sucks. Guess what? Parents, most of your kids suck. Not my fault.
Right.
I'm a big old fan.
And then they're going to scream their way right to the point where they're just not going to be able to have the sports anymore because nobody's going to officiate it.
Hey, Fungo, drink all the bleach. Thank you, Barnard Brawler.
Knock it off, Brawler.
You know, my policy is with officials when you're coaching little kids, is just give the referee a juice box.
Fungo, drink bleach and take a bath with a blender. That's from the Brentwood Bandit.
No, that's too much. He's a nice man.
Guys, I'm a Cal Kennedy Lemming. Hashtag free Cal. Has Cal been imprisoned?
I don't think so. I believe he's been suspended a time or two. But no, he's not serving any sort of indefinite suspension.
No, I was under the impression we weren't in a position to take calls while we were down here. But alas, Fungo.
The rules are different for St. Cates. The rules are different for people.
Fungo cracked through the wall. Iggy, what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy, I'm pro phone call. I enjoy calls. Doug, you don't enjoy the calls.
Well, I don't mind. Hello, Iggy. Hi, Iggy.
Can you hear me?
Nurse.
Yeah, there we are.
What do you mean, what's going on to me?
What are you getting a bunch of phone calls?
Well, when I only had two, Fungo and Mike Lee.
Right.
And I put Mike Lee, I texted Seamonster and said Mike Lee on hold. And
But Mike Lee has announced once again, it's kind of like Jesse Jane's retirements, he's announced once again he is leaving the station, but he was back?
No, he hasn't called today.
Doug, he is on the Viper
Monday,
now.
He called Monday and Tuesday and put him up once, and I kind of figured we're not taking phone calls, but when he would call, I would put him on hold, and then he would, you know how Mike is, 10 seconds back on another line. So I just said, Mike, we're in the middle of an interview now. They're probably not going to take a call, and he hung up and called back again. I said, we're still doing an interview. And so, I mean, I don't know what I can do. I try to be nice. I am nice, but well, if they don't get to the call, they don't get to the call.
That's right.
Doug, we love Mike Lee.
Sure we do. Be a big loss to him and move on.
Especially
big loss
the
for the show, not for me and Seamonster.
I know KMOX has been trying to get him, and in the middle of this war we're in with them, it wouldn't surprise me if Mike shows up with a contract.
How about Ben Boyd, who's walking toward us right now, and I don't like this.
You got the tin snips?
He's walking toward us right now. We did a wonderful picture yesterday. Nick, what up, y'all? Took a picture of us. And Ben Boyd photobombed the picture.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
It's all part of this radio war that's gotten nasty.
Plowhawk just walked over to shake his hand. Ben Boyd refused to shake his hand. This is what happens when the media in this town is too soft.
We have to feed off each other because we're scared of, like, real stories.
Right.
I will say that was a good job by Ben Boyd because that was a photobomb that we had no idea.
It was good. It was
after
stealth.
The fact. Well done, sir.
It was stealth.
You won that battle, but the war is far from over,
yep,
Boyd.
Yep, that was Antietam.
The Civil War?
Thank you. Yeah. We're going to talk Civil War at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the 8 o'clock hour actually is brought to you by Sildenafil. The same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy, the sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour as we broadcast live from Cardinal Spring Training. Bertarelli Cutler is going to have those cuts of the week tomorrow, Doug, and they're a great sponsor of this show.
Well, and they have been a long time. Marco Bertarelli and company over there have been longtime sponsors, and a lot of the best restaurants and hotels, cafeterias in town have been longtime customers of Bertarelli. That's where they send all their cutlery, all their knives to be sharpened up. You don't have to buy new. Take it to Bertarelli Cutlery, and when you get it back, you're going to think you bought new. They sell fine equipment for the domestic and professional kitchen, all of your favorite kitchen tools, gadgets, and gizmos from the names you love and trust. They have quality products at quality prices. Also have free delivery. Wide array of sharpening solutions. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and so much more. They also service all major brands of food prep equipment, and they like to say no business is too small or too large for their family-style service. They also have the highest quality cutting boards on the market. So go visit them on the hill. Check out the showroom. Mention this show and receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. That's at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there was never a dull moment.
Yeah, the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week should be wonderful this week with all of the Cardinal interviews. And as we said at the start of the show, when the Plowhawk went out there for question of the day, the team was getting on a bus, and we don't know where they were going, and Mike Matheny didn't want to tell us where they were going.
No.
So I don't know, but we will find out. I mean, that's what our responsibilities are as journalists.
Well, we have been in contact with some players on the bus who, at least in the early part of the journey, I believe, didn't know either, right? I mean, that seems sincere. You read the text.
Yeah. Doug?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you were the one saying all the players know.
I didn't say the players knew, and I don't think they were going to the zoo.
Our spring training coverage is brought to you in part by 314 Sports, Advanced Vision Care, AMP Restoration, Big Boy Lawns, Cordell & Cordell, Grand Cru Cigars, iTech Shark, JMH Law Firm, and attorney Joe Harvath, who's on the fan page, by the way, and that makes me...
Shame. Okay. No, he probably posts really good stuff.
Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundiger, also on the fan page, and he emails in.
I know what he posts, and it's not good, and he's old enough to know better.
What's the cutoff?
Oh, about 25. After 25, I think everyone gets treated like an adult. And then if you get past 50, then, you know, it's really awful if you're still typing out juvenile things.
Don't you think
to
after
put on
50,
fan page
you feel like you're playing with house money because, you know, your number could be called
at any
time?
Not right at 50. Long about 65, you lose the filter completely. And you will just, a lot of people will just say anything that
but
comes
to
their
mind. What do we say? Like at 50, you're in that neighborhood where suddenly people you know aren't in the neighborhood anymore?
Well, yeah.
Penske Moving Trucks, Premier Parking, The Post Sports Bar Grill, The Power of the Giraffe, and Stoli, the vodka. Stoli is the vodka. Boy, I'll tell you what I like to have.
What?
I like to have a vodka tonic. I like to have a vodka tonic. Now, sometimes when I have booze with guys who really don't have a booze, guys like a scotch, for example. They have a scotch.
You're losing your voice.
And then I'll order a vodka tonic.
Oh, no. Don't wave to people who don't like
us. That's a look
of
the pure disgust.
Yeah, that was from the Cardinal General Manager. But I'll get a vodka tonic. Maybe I'll be at their home in their bar, and they say, "What are you having?" And I say, "You know, I think I'll have a vodka tonic."
Mm-hmm.
I get it. That's for your wife. What are you having?
Oh, that's what they say, is it?
Mm-hmm. And they're pouring a scotch and drinking a cigar.
Drink snobs. There's a lot
they're
of
smoking
drink
a cigar. Drinking cigars. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question? As a cool,
right?
Do you go with your vodka tonic? Do you go lemon slice or lime slice?
Lime. Instacall. Lime.
So that's what the cools do. Because with a vodka,
well, apparently
tonic, they will
like,
give you a lemon sometimes.
Yeah,
with vodka.
Really?
If it's a gin and tonic,
well, I guess
lime.
I specifically order a lime, though, now that I think about it. I haven't had it in a while. I'd really like to get it. Who wants to go and get intoxicated tonight? Plob, I know you don't really drink. Nick just raised his hand.
You big drinker there, Nick, are you?
He's fresh out of Columbia, Missouri, Jack.
Yeah, he's probably still in good drinking shape.
Right.
You know what I like about Nick? When I was his age and you're coming out of the J school, I wasn't blessed enough to go
right.
to J school at Geneseo. We had sandwich meats.
Right.
But Nick doesn't pretend to have all the answers. You know, like a lot of the youngsters, he's a good sort. He's a good sort.
Him and the Sea Monster are cut from the same cloth.
Executive cloth?
I think so. And then the Plowhawk is a special spirit. What are you? Special spirit. Because he too just does the job. But he's got a plucky way about him. He's
plucky, but you're saying that Nick and Seymour don't have a special spirit, and I disagree with that. I think all three have special spirits.
The Seamaster and Nick are very similar, and the Plowhawks, too. Like, the Seamaster and Nick, I'd be very surprised if they were, like, super high right now, and I'd be very surprised if the Plowhawk weren't. You know what I mean? Nurse?
You're not high right now. Are you palsy?
Yeah, I'm going to happen to plead the fifth on that one.
Mm. You've been smoking before the morning show ever began? You wake up and that's the first thing you do?
Do you wake and bake? Is that your move?
If I had to choose, that is probably my favorite.
Really?
To do the morning.
A little one-hitter, Jack? A little one-hitter?
Yeah. I don't do much in the afternoon.
What's a one-hitter?
Clip that off.
Doug, you have your different types of pipes. This one-hitter is just like it explains. It's just a long, about that big metal.
You got a dugout.
It takes about one or two hits to complete.
Well, you can't do that in the hotel room, though.
Not right? In the hotel room.
You go out by the ocean blue and think it over.
You go outside and then other
people... Plowhawks
are out
in the ocean.
Oh, I just straight up post up by a palm tree and, you know,
that'd be a palm tree.
Oh, aren't you afraid of the cops slapping the cuffs on you or something?
They really kind of are just not worried about it anymore.
I know, but you never know.
Like if you're selling and you got a large quantity.
Right, but what if, I mean, I'm sure somewhere someone at a resort-type place smoking pot got arrested, you know, because maybe... the other resort goers don't want to smell that or see that.
Well, I did see somebody smoking at our resort
Chronic?
Last night. Yeah. No, you could just tell by, you could hear the lighter, and 2 minutes later, a heavy cough, and that's to me a dead giveaway.
Was this a hippie kind of freak of nature?
No, he's about 35, 40 years old, Doug.
Was he?
Taking the edge off.
All right.
Now, just so you know, we can discuss this further at the break, but I have received some less than positive feedback about Question of the Day again, even though we didn't go over the line.
That's a moving target, Doug.
It's hard to pick what door, you know. Do I go to the bus or do I go to the regular parking lot?
I think you were fine.
What happened?
In terms of
I didn't know this. What happened?
Yeah, but I think we might have to have another discussion. See if I get called to the GM's office again.
But the Plowhawk didn't go past the border. For real.
I'm just saying I might be called to the office again.
Well, that's disappointing.
Two times in 1 week for Sports Talk Radio, I would get called to the GM's office. Never called to the GM's office for TV duties, except for the Brewers overrated thing.
Oh, yeah, Bill Hall got you.
Right.
That was the only time.
He was married to Jules Ventura, which is a fun fact.
That was the night that you forced your way onto the video board and said that this Brewers club is overrated.
And inspired them to a win.
During the game.
I don't think they did.
And that was like the second game ever at the new Busch Stadium, I think.
Yeah.
That's the way we baptized that batch.
And who was the hitter at the plate?
Bill Hall.
Married to Jules Ventura.
I don't think I know Jules Ventura.
What a free ones, baby. Free ones.
He said, who the is that?
And you know who was mad about it? David Exter.
Well, that was the only time I was ever, and I wasn't even called to the office. I was just given a talking to on the phone by then GM Walt Jocketty.
And you were on the video board doing a stand-up saying that this Brewers club is overrated.
No. I'll say it again for the 100th time. Buck Swope.
Buck Swope ought to do one.
Yeah, maybe ought to do one of this.
He ought to do a show with this.
It's a new stadium, and they're trying to promote all the things that are going. They asked me, and they said, just talk. You can talk about the radio show? Because back then, I think it was Martin. Was it Martin back then?
Yeah, he did a show with us called The Morning Grind. He's on the Midday Grind now. Right.
And they said, and talk about Fox and, whatever you want. And so I said, don't forget to check out the pre- and post-game show on Fox Sports Midwest. We're your home for Cardinals games. 590, whatever station we're at, 590, The Fan, The Morning Grind. And I go, and by the way, I think the Brewers are a little overrated. Mm. Just a little throwaway.
Just a little thing. It's kind of a segue.
Mm. And then my phone in my pocket nearly exploded with numbers I had never seen before.
And it was all the Brewers?
No, it was everyone in the Cardinals organization.
And they kind of like, oh, it was funny.
When I said it, there was a smattering of laughs. There got some reaction. I was like, not bad. Boom! On my phone. Uh-oh. That's when you know.
I think it would make it more entertaining if you had people on the video board, throwing shade at the visiting team.
In a fun way. It was just a little joke. It wasn't even like, oh, those Brewers, I'll tell you why they're no good. It was just I think they're a little overrated. Like a little high.
Yeah, you got a little high pitch.
Yeah.
Right. And Bill Hall didn't like it. He was the hitter. He stepped out of the box and tried to gather himself.
He's the only one that really heard it beside X-Men.
Well, why would the hitter hear it?
Well, I did. He's a fan of the Cats' work.
Gary Bennett was behind the plate for
he enjoyed
whatever
it.
Reason.
He thought it was a delight.
He heard it, and he told me that Bill Hall turned and said, who the
Doug, we got to wrap up this 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. So many wonderful sponsors here making it possible for us to be on the road at spring training at the Post Sports Bar and Grill picnic table with our spring training coverage presented by Budweiser. And one of those sponsors, Big Boy Lawns, complete commercial and residential lawn care, landscaping and snow removal for mowing, fertilization, shrub trimming, most important, and removal. Tree trimming, sod install, aeration, and much more. Big Boy Lawns has over 12 years' experience and treats each and every customer like family. Big Boy Lawns is reliable, affordable, and has an all-local workforce. To set up a free estimate, call 314-732-3513 or look for Big Boy Lawns LLC on Facebook. You can also email Kelly Kernan, the owner, directly at bigboylawnstl@gmail.com. Big Boy Lawns, let this big boy sweat for you.
Nice.
All right, we got a break. 9 o'clock hour coming your way, plus those Hot Shots emails of the day. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Michael Wacha sits down with us. Michael Wacha sits down with us
All right.
for a spring training interview. That comes your way next here on Ryan Kelly, Morning After.